Frank is amazing, and congrats to Carrie for doing that event. So if people want to go,
I think it's 104 stories, by the way. She would have to carry me, which would be embarrassing for me. That's a lot of stairs.
No doubt. Not only would she potentially have to carry you, I was thinking, man, it feels like you might get dizzy running, you know, just in basic circles, you know, up to the top like that. So
how far do you think you could run right now, flat out, before you're like, I'm done? Like how far do you think you can go? Yeah.
100 yards? I don't know that I can make say, it maybe, 100 yards.
I think like I might get to 150, 200 yards, and then I'm pretty much, I'd be like, I got to read a book. I'm done.
I'd like to think that I could, like, field a, you know, punt or a kickoff at the goal line and just run full sprint all the way to the other side. But, first of all, you don't sprint very often.
I would definitely pull a hamstring or two as well, which would be bad. You don't want that.
You know, kids, I think I don't remember the last time I would have run full speed 100 yards. I think the odds and likelihood of an injury would actually be very, very substantial if I undertook that. So, and I bet, you know, we used to do this, Buck, speaking of charity, everybody thinks they're fast if you played sports, and everybody thinks they would have a fast 40 time, which is what they measure and for the NFL combine, for instance. Because you see, like, big fat guys, relatively speaking, on the field, and it seems like they're moving slow. And so you think to yourself, oh, I would be faster than that, you know, person on the field. Almost no one can break a 5:0:40. We used to do this for charity. People could donate $50, come out, try to run. It's true speed is so rare. People have no concept for how fast real stud athletes actually are. Even if you were fast on your high school team, you're not very fast.
Well, it's true of ultra elite marathoners as well. I've been at the finish of the last leg of the New York City Marathon a number of times over the years.
Oh yeah,
watching, not running, watching. Yes. And when you break down, they're running 26 miles and they're doing it. What is it? Sub 5 minutes breakdown, yes, or something like that. I think it's like in the high fours. Maybe it's, you know, five. I can't run 1 mile at sub six right now, I don't think. So, you know, it's tough.
Most people can't even run 1 mile as fast as the marathoner.
That's right.
26.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever tried to run like a 6 minute mile, it's not easy to do. Those dudes do 26 of them in a row of like sub five.
So,
there
you
go.
Can.
You're not as athletic as you thought. There's your lesson from the Clay and Buck show today.
So, please do go, if you can, donate to the link. It's on clayandbuck.com. And send us your thoughts here on some things you want us to hit tomorrow. Love to get some topic ideas. Those of you, if we didn't hit it today, VIP emails, or you can, message us on Facebook or Twitter. And we're looking forward to talking to you on Friday. And it's going to be an interesting day. That much I am certain of, Dean. Thanks for rolling with us.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying, pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save your family over $900 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month.
What about the coverage, you ask? It's phenomenal. I'm on it. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country. So grab your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword Clay and Buck to get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month.
Pure Talk's amazing U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. So choose a veteran-owned company who cares about keeping jobs in America and saving you money.
Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for unlimited talk and text with plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
I've told you about my lower back pain and how kneeling in church on Sunday was becoming nearly unbearable. Sebastian Gorka here. I've also told you about how Relief Factor has helped almost eliminate my pain. Now, let me tell you what Robert in California says about his experience with Relief Factor. Robert writes, I didn't think Relief Factor was working until I ran out mid-month. After about 3 days, the pain was back to where it started. It was a great test for me to see how much Relief Factor really works. 3 weeks from now, you could be doing the things you enjoy doing and living the life you love. Your first step to becoming pain-free from aches and pains from daily living could be just to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference with Relief Factor.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip,
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The 2023 hurricane season is now underway.
NOAA is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season.
That's Mike Farrar, director of NOAA's National Centers for Environmental Prediction. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on what to expect on the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season.
Mike Brennan, the director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says they're expecting a busy hurricane season with as many as 17 named storms. 1 to 4 of those could power up into major hurricanes. He says it only takes one storm in your area to make it a busy season for you.
Correspondent Rita Foley. Also at townhall.com, now it's the Senate's turn to vote on a debt ceiling and budget cuts package to avert a U.S. default crisis. Donna Warder has more.
The Senate is expected to act quickly on the package that was negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Yesterday, the proposal sailed through the House on a bipartisan vote. The hard-fought compromise has pleased few, but lawmakers believe it's better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress fails to act. Biden will be watching the Senate from Colorado Springs, where he's scheduled today to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Donna Warder, Washington.
Two Mississippi police officers have been shot. One of them has died. It happened during a standoff that started as a hostage situation. The suspect also shot and killed at a home in the Jackson suburb of Brandon. Officers did rescue the hostage. The Department of Public Safety has not immediately released any names. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 207 points, and the NASDAQ adding 167. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances, and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free...
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Visitor traffic to Las Vegas cooled in April with visitor volume and occupancy rates flat and convention and hotel room rates down slightly. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority reports more than 3.38 million visitors came to Southern Nevada in April. That's a 0.1% increase over the same time last year. Convention attendance was down 2.1% from April of 22. With hotel occupancy rates flat, the average daily room rate dropped 3.3% to just over $171 a night. Despite the slowing trend in April, visitor volume for 2023 is pacing well ahead of last year, up 13.5% for the first 4 months. Golden Knights goalie Robin Lehner and his wife are facing new allegations of fraud connected to their Chapter 7 bankruptcy case. Local businessman Michael Borden claims the couple misled him on their ability to repay $4 million in loans that he provided them. Back in March, Aliyah Growth Fund claimed fraud against the Lehners in connection with nearly a $5 million loan provided. Lehner and his wife, Danya, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy in December. They claim they owe creditors more than $27 million, with assets around $5
million. On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a few crashes to look out for right now on the surface streets. Charleston at Nellis, that's in the early stages. Desert Inn at Rainbow. Also have a fender bender Rampart at Cheyenne. And remember, those restrictions continue in Charleston between Pecos and Lamb.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, June 1st, as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Good to have you with us. We're also inching closer to the final days, the final hours of the 82nd Nevada legislature, and somebody that's been working her tail off trying to get stuff done, that's good for you and your family, is Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. And Melissa, first of all, thanks for joining us. You ready for this all to be over?
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, I'm counting the minutes at this point.
Like a prison inmate scratching off the days.
Yes, exactly. Like in prison.
This is the way the NevadaGlobe.com portrayed a bill that was signed into law yesterday, or the day before, actually. Governor Lombardo hands huge victory to Democrats, signs abortion bill. We're talking about Senate Bill 131. You've been following this bill all the way from start to finish. Tell me what Senate Bill 131 does.
Well, 131 is what we call the Abortion Trafficker Protection Bill. And what it, you know, in my opinion, what it does is it takes advantage of the fact that we have very loose, if not minimal, if not dangerous laws concerning abortion in Nevada. And there, you know, there's reality and then there's the way that Democrats portray this. Democrats portray this as if we don't have this as a law, if this isn't codified, women are going to get thrown into jail, doctors are going to be thrown into jail, and, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. Yeah, the pro-life movement has never wanted to throw women seeking an abortion into jail because we see them as the secondary victim. Most of them have been coerced into the decision. Most of them feel like they have no other option. We're all about helping them find solutions to successfully carry that baby to term, hopefully parent or allow somebody else the blessing of a beautiful baby. And so that's the message they've been sending. And, you know, your folks in Las Vegas saw this all throughout the election cycle, you know, that every Republican wants to throw women in jail. Well, this bill was basically sold as this is how we protect those horrible Republicans from coming and throwing women in jail. It isn't. You know, that's how they sell it. But what the bill actually does is it says if there's something that's related to abortion that is legal in Nevada but not legal in another state, Nevada cannot help the other state prosecute somebody. And what was lost in the process is that, you know, in Nevada, you don't need to have parental notification to get an abortion. You know, an underage girl, like you, I say it all the time, I say it in my sleep, you can be 11 or 12 years old in the state of Nevada, get an abortion without a parent even knowing or consenting. And this is horrible. This is something that's got to change. And SB 131 protects that predator, whether it's a child sex trafficker or an abusive uncle trying to hide his crime or a, you know, a friend's mother who thinks she's helping. But to traffic a child across the border into Nevada to get an abortion, a secret abortion without parental knowledge, that's a crime in Idaho. And now our law enforcement can't help prosecute that crime.
So what can happen? Can that friend of the family that thinks they're helping out, can they still do that? Could they still do that before?
They could. So, you know, there isn't, well, I mean, it's kind of a tricky question because, you know, that it wasn't a crime in Idaho to traffic a child over the border to get an abortion before about a month ago when they passed a law saying that. And now it's a crime there. So when this bill was written, that wasn't a crime per se. It was wrong, and really we should have been helping to help that family whose child went off and got an abortion. It's now a crime though, and in Idaho. And you know, my reading of this new law is that Nevada law enforcement in Winnemucca or Elko or in Clark County or in Washoe County won't be able to provide information to help prosecute that crime. And that's too bad. As I've said a number of times, it's bad enough that we as a state don't care about our own children to protect them. But now that we're going, you know, that we're going to help other predators in other states so that Idaho and Arizona can't protect their children, that's just too bad.
Can Idaho and Arizona they still prosecute people that go outside of their state?
For this particular in this particular area, yes. Like in if it's for a secret abortion, yes, they can. They'll be able to do it. They just can't. Nevada will not be able to provide any time or investigation or materials in any way to help that prosecution.
What was?
But Idaho will. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But Idaho will continue to prosecute, and they'll continue to try and protect their children. And God willing, someday soon, we will do the same.
I pray that day is just around the corner. I hope it is. What was the explanation of Governor Lombardo as to why he agreed to sign this bill? Again, it's being billed as a, quote, huge victory, unquote, to Democrats.
Well, that huge victory happened on election night. And here's the thing. I mean, I'm mad as hell about what has happened. And I know a lot of your listeners are as well. And I challenge each and every one of them to bottle that anger right now and make a vow that you vote early and you vote for the best person and you get everybody in your, 25 people. You make sure 25 people who wouldn't vote, vote. Because at the end of the day, I guess he could have vetoed it. But when you've got a supermajority in both houses that voted for it, it would have been completely, it would have been nothing more than a spectacle. It wouldn't have changed the outcome. It wouldn't have changed. And here's the thing. We've got 4.5 of the most dangerous days in a legislative session. When you've got the crazies who are in charge, we are entering the 4.5 most dangerous days, because I guarantee there will be more Bud Light amendments that drop in the middle of the night. In fact, I think we found one. Tune in later to hear what that one is. And so we're going to need a lot of vetoes. And the key is we have got to have enough votes in one or two of the houses to uphold that vote or veto, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't stand.
Did any Republicans side with the Democrats on SB 131?
Yeah, sadly, there were two over on the Senate side that did. And
who were they?
I would hope Senator Buck and Senator Gansert.
Wow.
And I hope that they understand now, and I hope, here's the thing that I've been telling everybody, every single person that was on the legislative candidate that was on the ballot in 2022 and ran under the Republican standard voted perfectly on these bills. And so what that tells me is that the voters were very good at letting their representatives know what was important. Every single one. Now, I would encourage every single voter to make sure that the person who's on their ballot in November of next year understands that the unborn, parents' rights, the elderly, all of this is important, and they sure as heck better represent. Because I would imagine we would be sitting in a much different place if every last pro-lifer had voted in November of this past year. Because there were a heck of a lot, and I know them. I know many people who said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't vote early because I was afraid it would get stolen. And I didn't go vote the day of because it was snowing or it was windy and rainy in Las Vegas. And that's, elections have consequences. And, this is why I was crying for the week after as our legislative seats slipped away. What has what happened 2 days ago? That didn't happen 2 days ago. That happened in the elections. And so we have got to, if we want solid pro-life bills, if we want good bills and we want bad bills to die, we got to send some reinforcements.
Again, Melissa Clement, yeah, joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. You mentioned these Bud Light amendments that are out there lurking in the weeds. Do we know any of those yet that have been attached to bills?
Here's the good news, is the Bud Light amendment that got attached to AB 423, I think it was.
Yeah.
And basically it was open meeting law, perfectly fine, and then they added a Douglas County has to let boys play in girls' sports. You know, and I'm summarizing completely. So the word got out about that, and that was thanks to Senator Hansen. Ira Hansen did a great job, you know, explaining that on the floor, and then it went viral. And then our people got angry, started calling in the assembly. When they got that bill back, they said, "No, we're not going to allow this to happen." And the Democrats killed it. So
they killed their own bill.
They killed their own amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
They killed the amendment, and it was the Democrats that made the motion to kill it because they knew it was bad. And so, you know, this is not the time to get downhearted or upset. I am upset about, you know, the SB 131, but we are actually doing better in this session than I've ever seen before, because the Republicans are sticking together for the most part, and they are advocating and voting the way the people who sent them told them to do. And so we just need more of those people. And, you know, AB 423, or, you know, the Bud Light Amendment was huge that we beat that back. But there's, I mean, I had a staff member hand me something on the way into this interview. So I don't know what it is, but it is bad. And it is just like the Bud Light Amendment. And then the most dangerous night of this week will be Thursday night, because Thursday night is when they're going to drop an emergency, is when I'm betting. I don't know this for sure. This is what they've done in the past. Thursday night at 10:20, 3 in the evening, they'll drop something that is so horrific, and they're hoping that they can sneak it through in the dark of night, just like they did the Equal Rights Amendment 4 years ago.
That's amazing. That's amazing. By the way, the governor last night signed the K-12 education funding bill, a major step forward. What do you know about the funding bill, the K-12, and the school safety measure that was signed as well? What do you know about them? And I know it's not your bailiwick, so to speak, but I know you've been prowling the halls there for the last few months. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Well, you know, I wasn't here last night when the deal got done, but I'll tell you what, it's interesting to watch. There's the Democrats don't have the swagger they used to have, because there's an adult next door in charge. And an adult, like, for the first time, I'm seeing Republicans stand up and say, "No, we're not going to do that. No, we're going to go ahead and play chicken with you, and you're going to lose." And so, while I don't know the details, that I do know that there's the Democrats don't look as cocky as they did 3 months ago, shall we say?
Are there any other abortion bills that are lurking between now and the end of the session?
So the one that I heard about, AB 3, and that is basically they did go on section and insert something that would not allow communities to say, "We don't want an abortion facility in our backyard." So, for instance, West Wendover had a big fight. Planned Parenthood decided they wanted to put a abortion chop shop right over the border so they could take advantage of, you know, making money off of women in crisis from Utah. And the community stood up and said, "No, this is not what our community is about, and we don't want it." And they successfully turned it away. So Selena Torres put in this amendment that would take that the ability of local governments to say no to this particular method of commerce, killing somebody else's baby for profit, that would be protected, and that local governments couldn't regulate it, couldn't say no, couldn't do anything. And so that's still lurking out there. And in fact, that's going to the governor's desk, I think, here pretty soon. So, you know, it got out in the dark at night. If it's lurking out there, maybe it's not getting to the desk yet, but I need people to start getting activated on AB383. And then AB357 is a bad sex ed bill that will be allowing Planned Parenthood into the classroom, and they'll be able to tell kids how to get an abortion without their parents knowing.
Wow. What is there that people can do right now, today, with just a couple of days left in the session?